It's time for high school baseball on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM. Today, Edwards County hosts Fairfield. High school baseball is brought to you by United Mutual Insurance, Car Corral Polaris, Southern Illinois Tile and Carpet, Act Tire and Auto, The Addict, El Gallito Mexican Restaurant in Albion, Carnaby Square in downtown Fairfield, and the Barbed Wire Grill in Fairfield. Now let's head out to the field for pregame information. Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Edwards County High School. John Keene Field here at ECHS. And it's the Edwards County Lions taking on the Fairfield Mules this afternoon in high school baseball action. I'm Mark Turner, Tommy Cook alongside this afternoon. Tommy, this really a battle for the Black Diamond Conference East Championship.
Yeah, and you couldn't pick a better place to do this at. Two hungrier teams for a win. Black Diamond is probably has the fiercest competition in every sport all around Illinois, and that's going to be showcased well here today.
All right, Cade Schwartzlos on the mound for Edwards County this afternoon. His battery mate will be Hayden Schwartzlos. And leading off is going to be Wyatt Gilbert for the Mules. As we get things started just a little bit early this afternoon, it'll be Wyatt Gilbert, Brent Hobbs, Cade Carter, anybody gets on. Michael Garrett, cleanup hitter for the Mules. First pitch of the ball game. That's taken low for ball one. By way, Wyatt Gilbert playing shortstop this afternoon for the Mules. Mules 13-2 overall, 7-1 in the BDC. There's the pitch, and that's taken for ball two. Mules 13-2 overall. They are 7-1 in the BDC. Edwards County comes in. They are 11-4 and also 7-1 in the Black Diamond Conference. 2-0 delivery coming up from Schwartzlos. That's high for ball three.
Yeah, these two teams in Johnson City have really locked down the BDC this year.
Wyatt Gilbert, leadoff hitter for the Mules, facing a 3-0 count here. There's the pitch from Schwartzlos. That's taken high for a ball. Four pitch, four straight balls by Schwartzlos. And Gilbert will trot down to first with a walk. That'll bring in Brent Hobbs. Brent Hobbs playing second base for the Mules this afternoon. Defensively for Edwards County in the outfield, it's going to be Marcus Stinnett in left field. Center fielder, Tiger Claude Felter, and Ryan St. Ledger. He is in right fielder. We'll get the infield right after this. There's the pitch. Hobbs lays down a bunt. Schwartzlos looks over to first, and it's a sacrifice for Hobbs. One out. Man on second is Wyatt Gilbert. Across the infield, third base is Marty Schmittler. The shortstop is Camden Calger. Second base, Kyle Mavis. And over at first base this afternoon, it is going to be Andrew Rotrammel. Cade Carter steps in. Carter is going to look at strike one. These two teams met Tuesday afternoon, and Edwards County came away with a 5-4 win over there at FCHS. 0-1 delivery coming up. There is the pitch. Carter with a check swing, throwing in one in the dirt. And very quickly, it's 0-2 on the Mules' number three hitter, Cade Carter.
You can understand the frustration letting such a good pitch the first time around go through. You might want to take a swing at the second one. That one just happened to be on the ground.
Here's the 0-2 delivery from Schwartzlos. That pitch all the way, Carter. Rips that one fouled on the right, on the left field line.
That one was almost at ludicrous speed. That one was hit hard.
That was a screamer, yeah. You had better believe it. Count remains 0-2 on Cade Carter here.
I want to point out, even though that it's a cloudy day, this is probably the best game temperature-wise that we've had all year.
Oh, I think so. 0-2 delivery coming up from Schwartzlos. There's the pitch. Carter is swinging. He'll ground it over to the shortstop. They look over to third. Ball gets away, and Gilbert is in safe as he was running on the pitch. Carter moves over to third on the fielder's choice, or moves to first on fielder's choice, and that'll bring in Michael Garrett, who's the designated hitter this afternoon for the Mules, with one out and runners at the corners.
Big Mike.
Yeah, Big Mike, you got it. And all of a sudden, Cade Carter catches Schwartzlos, not paying attention, and he takes second.
No, Ro.
Without even a glance backwards, that was sneaky.
One out now. Second and third. Mules looking to take advantage of this one. Top of the first, one out. Men on second and third for Michael Garrett, cleanup hitter for the Mules. There's the pitch, Garrett. Hey, look at ball one. One-zero delivery coming up from Swartzlos. All the way, Garrett swings at that one deep left field. That one could be gone. It is. A run shot by Michael Garrett here in the top of the first inning, and the Mules have a 3-0 lead.
Big Mike. That's how I introed him. That's all I'm going to say on the outro. What a shot.
Yeah, Michael Garrett had got one in his wheelhouse, and he put that one in. There was a little question when it left the bat if it was going to clear the outfield, but he got that up in the air, caught a little bit of the wind, and sailed out to left field, and it's a 3-0 Mule lead here. Top of the first inning, one out now for Alec with the catcher.
Go, Steve.
Bat in fifth this afternoon. There's the pitch and a swing and a long fly ball once again. That one is gone.
Wow.
Tell you what, these Mules did not think they should have lost Tuesday afternoon.
I guess not.
Over at Veterans Field, 5-4 to these Edwards County Lions. And tell you what, back-to-back jacks here by the Mules in the top of the first inning. They're leading 4-0. And that'll bring in Tyler Hooper to the plate.
Yeah,
and Chris Duncan, head coach for the Lions, already out to talk to his pitcher, Swartzlos.
Yeah, Swartzlos is leaving a couple pitches in and out of the zone, and the couple that he's really put on the money, he didn't throw in there with much of anything. So that's the result that you get.
Yep, couple of back-to-back jacks. Wyatt Gilbert reached on a walk to start the ball game. Brent Hobbs sacrificed him over to second. Cade Carter, a grounder, the shortstop on a fielder's choice. They tried to gun Gilbert down as he was running on the play at third, and Gilbert got in safely. And then Mike Garrett came up on a 1-0 pitch, drilled that thing to left field and out. And then right behind him, Alec Pruitt takes it out for a home run. Back-to-back shots, and the Mules leading 4-0 here, top of the first. All right, Swartzlos, ready for the pitch. That's all the way. And that is Tyler Hooper looking at strike one. High school baseball is brought to you by United Mutual Insurance in Almion, Carnegie Square in downtown Fairfield, Carcarral Polaris in Flora, Southern Illinois Tile and Carpet, the Barbed Wire Grill in Fairfield, Act Tire and Auto in Flora, the Attic in Uptown Mount Carmel and El Gaito, Mexican restaurants here in Albion. Hooper flies out to right field. And that will bring in Kobe Dagg, the first baseman. Two outs, top of the first here at John King Field at ECHS. That one straight up in the air. And Marcus Kettler, the third baseman for Edwards County, handles that one. Mules, they score four on back-to-back home runs in the top of the first, and it's 4-0. Edwards County coming up to bat. This is Mules Baseball on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
The Attic in Uptown Mount Carmel has this area's largest selection of baby and children's spring and summer clothing and accessories in sizes preemie to 18. Great brands like Under Armour, Mustard Pie, Maya Whirl, Serendipity, Wee Squeakers, LaTop, Isabel and Chloe, and many more. We are open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday. So come see me, Rebecca Rutledge, the new owner of The Attic, Becca's Baby Boutique and Consignment, Uptown Mount Carmel. Follow us on Facebook for exclusive deals.
Mills, just a couple of hits in that first inning for those four runs, those two hits with the two home runs.
Yep.
The back-to-back shots by Michael Garrett and Alec Pruitt there in the top of the first. And here we get set for the bottom of the first with the Mules leading Edwards County 4-0. Here's the lineup for Edwards County. Cade Swartzlos, the pitcher, will bat first. Camden Calger is at short. He'll bat second. Marty Schmidler is at third. He'll bat third. Hayden Swartzlos behind the plate bats fourth. Tiger Klotfelter out in center field will bat fifth. Kyle Mavis, he is the second baseman. He'll bat sixth. Jordan Frenchley is the designated hitter, batting seventh. Andrew Brotremble over at first will bat eighth, and Ryan St. Ledger is in right field. He'll bat ninth. Here is the lineup, the defensive lineup for the Mules. Blake Pruitt will be on the mound. Alec Pruitt is behind the plate. Over at third base, Cade Carter, the shortstop, Wyatt Gilbert, Bryn Hobbs at second, and Kobe Dagg at first in the outfield. Left to right, it's going to be Tyler Hooper, Logan Trent, and Rookie Gray. There's the throw down to second by Alec Pruitt, and we are set for the first battle of the game for Edwards County. Kyle Schwartz, Cade Schwartzlos. Cade, right-handed batter, will step in to face Pruitt. It's all Pruitt. Pitch against Johnston City there at Veterans Field in Fairfield. He can throw the rock.
And Edwards County has a lot to answer for in this inning.
These two teams did meet on Tuesday with Edwards County winning 5-4 at Veterans Field. First pitch of the ball game. That's taken for a ball by Schwartzlos.
Yeah, you know, when Fairfield scores as many runs in two swings as they did in the whole game on Tuesday that they came to play today.
1-0 delivery coming up from Blake Pruitt. Pitch on the way, swing, and a strike. Count now 1-1. Action coming up Monday afternoon for you. It's Mule softball action as Fairfield takes on Mount Vernon. That one in the dirt, throws to the backstop. Count now 2-1. Mules and Mount Vernon in high school softball on Monday afternoon, 4:30 from Southwest Park. We'll be on the air just before that for you on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM. Wind starting to pick up just a little bit. Is blowing out this afternoon. Here's the 2-1 delivery. That one fouled off straight back. Evens the count at 2-2.
Okay, come on, bud.
On deck, the shortstop, Camden Calger. Marty Smith, where bats third. Anybody gets on, the catcher, Hayden Schwartzlos. 2-2, the count on the leadoff man for Edwards County, Cade Schwartzlos. There's the pitch, and that is a called third strike. One up, one down now for the Mules. Here in the top of the first, Camden Calger will step in. Calger wears number 11, and he is the shortstop. Pruitt now set from the windup. There's the pitch. That one bounces in the dirt for ball one. We are sitting just to the right of the press box, right about field level here in a very nice vantage point.
That's a unique view. We haven't been in this position all year.
1-0 delivery coming up. That's taken outside for ball two. Two and oh, the count now on Calgary. Pruitt from the windup. There's the pitch. That's taken low for ball three. Three oh the count on Camden Calgary here for Edwards County. Here's the 3-0 delivery. That one is in for strike one. Good pitch by Blake Pruitt there.
Yeah, he's had more pitches on the money thus far than Schwartzlos. He just happens to have more wild pitches than Schwartzlos as well.
3-1 delivery coming up. Blake Pruitt with the pitch, and that's taken low for ball four. Calgary reaches on a walk. That'll bring Marty Schmittler to the plate, plays third base, bats third for these Lions. Lions, as we said, 11-4. They are 7-1 in the conference. Their only loss coming to Carmine White County. Man on first is Calgary. Pruitt pitching from the stretch. Schmidler at the plate. There's the pitch. And he'll look at ball one high.
Yeah, and much like Michael Garrett, this is not somebody that you want getting a hold of the ball.
Pick your pitch.
And now the wind again picking up right. Going southwest, which is right where he wants to put this ball at, pretty much. It's going to help a lot.
1-0 delivery coming up from Blake Pruitt. That's all the way. And low strike on the inside corner. 1-1 the count on Schmidler now.
Not yours, Marty. You're not yours. Let's go. Beautiful afternoon for baseball. A little bit on the cloudy side, but nice to not have any rain this afternoon. 1-1 delivery on the way. Schmidler will send it over towards second. Right past Bryn Hobbs out there. And a base hit for Marty Schmidler. Schmidler just stuck out his bat as the Mules had him shaded toward left. First and second now for Hayden Schwartzlos, the catcher. Cleanup hitter for the Lions. Men on first and second. One out. Bottom of the first.
Have the Pruitt brothers conferring on the mound.
These two teams' regional pairings were announced. Edwards County, number 3 seed in the Class 1A sectional, and the Mules, a number 1 seed, top seed in their sectional. They got that by virtue of that convincing win over Harrisburg on Monday. Here's the delivery. Schwartzlos. He'll look at ball one. Pruitt struggling a little bit here in the bottom of the first after getting that first out in Cade Schwartzlos on the strikeout.
Yeah, had a couple really convincing strikes earlier on, and now just they're kind of all over the place. Needs to really hone in here.
1-0 delivery coming up from Pruitt. On the way, Schwartzlos swings it, pops it up. Can of corn out there for Logan Trent in center. And tell you what, Calgary out there kind of turned its back to Trent. Trent threw a strike to second base. They just about got him.
I think they might have got him, but he was safe nonetheless.
2 outs now, bottom of the first. Calgary on first. Schmidler on first. Calgary at second. And that'll bring in Tiger Klotfelter, the center fielder. Great baseball name.
Oh, yeah.
Pruitt set with the delivery. Here's the pitch. Klotfelter looks at strike one.
That's a really smooth pitch.
Nice little curveball. Just drop that one right in on the outside corner for strike one. Oh, one delivery coming up from Pruitt. There's the pitch, Klotfelter. Fouls it straight back, and very quickly, Klotfelter finds himself in the hole, 0-2. 2 outs, bottom of the first here. Runners on first and second. Kalker out at first after the walk, and then Schmidler had a base hit to right field. 0-2 delivery coming up from Pruitt. He'll try and nibble on the corners here. There's the pitch. That's high for ball one. 1-2 the count on Klotfelter. Pruitt is set with the 1-2 delivery. Pitch is on the way. That's grounded. Wyatt Gilbert picks it up.
Wow.
Goes over to first, and the Mules get him on the 6-3 putout. A couple of runners left on for Edwards County in the bottom of the first. They do not score. At the end of one, it's Fairfield 4, Edwards County 0. This is high school baseball on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
Make plans to celebrate Cinco de Mayo this year at Albion's newest restaurant, El Gallito, Friday, May 4th and Saturday, May 5th. Join them for drink specials and giveaways. A limited supply of Cinco de Mayo t-shirts are available now for only $10. Their drink menu includes margaritas, daiquiris, alcoholic and non-alcoholic beer, and mixed drinks. Stop by El Gallito at 300 West Main Street, Albion. Open Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m.
All right, welcome back to John King Field. Top of the second here. It'll be Logan Trent, Rookie Gray, and Wyatt Gilbert for the Mules here in the top of the second. Mules leading 4-0. Couple of home runs in that first inning. Back-to-back jacks by Cade Carter, or by Michael Garrett and Alec Pruitt in the top of the first. Counted for all four of the Mules' runs. Michael Garrett, a 3-run shot. Pruitt, a solo shot.
Yeah, Fairfield came out firing. And they have already matched their run total from their last meeting on Tuesday. So.
Yeah. In case you missed it, these Lions defeated Fairfield 5-4 on Tuesday afternoon at Veterans Field. Mules did not like it.
No, and they have a new life breathed into them, that's for sure. And definitely looking forward to the playoffs being the one seed. So.
All right. Logan Trent up to bat against Swartzlos. And Trent looks at a ball low. Yeah, we mentioned those pairings did come out. We'll get to those here in just a minute. We'll talk about those. Do want to remind you, this Wayne County Shrine Club, they've got their Vidalia Onion Shale starting tomorrow morning on the Courthouse Square, 9 o'clock, $10 a bag. And if you can't get up there tomorrow, you know, get over to Joe's Body Shop there. They'll have them there for you next week. Pitch on the way. Trent sends one straightaway center. Claude Felter on his horse, and that one is down. Extra bases for Trent. Trent, he's running for third. Logan Trent slides into third with a triple. Start off the top of the second.
Yeah, Tiger was all the way back at the wall. It looked like made the jump. It bounced off the his left side of the glove. Really good effort for him to try and jump up there and get that, but it was just a little bit out of his reach.
Rookie Dre bats now. Runner on third. Nobody out top of the second here. And Wyatt Gilbert waiting on deck. Gilbert walked and scored back in the first. Swartzlos pitching from the stretch here. There is the pitch. That one hits rookie on the leg. And that'll bring up Wyatt Gilbert with nobody out.
Ouch, right in the meat of the calf. That one's going to hurt.
And runners at the corners for Wyatt. Hayden Swartzlos started to go out to talk to Kay just a bit, and Hayden says, you know what? I've got it. All right, runners at the corners. Nobody out here. Top of the second. Mules and the Lions doing battle this afternoon. John King Field at Edwards County High School is where we're at. There is the pitch. Runner takes off. Gray in safely with a stolen base. And that'll mean runners at second and third now. Nobody out for Wyatt Gilbert. Gilbert doesn't have an official at bat. He walked and scored back in the first. Gilbert with an 0-1 count, with a 1-0 count against him. There is the pitch. Gilbert swing and a strike. Swung and one in the dirt. Wyatt, it's nice to see your leadoff man be aggressive at the plate. I think Wyatt's been a little too aggressive as of late.
Yeah. He needed about a 9-iron to hit that one. That was a little bit low.
All right, 1-1 the count on Gilbert here. Kate Swartzlos pitching from the stretch. Here is the pitch. That one low for a ball. 2-1 the count now. Runners at second and third. Nobody out here. Top of the second. Swartzlos had some trouble in the first. He's working on some trouble here in the second.
Yeah, needs to start reeling him in here. He's in a bit of danger now.
2-1 delivery coming up from Swartzlos. That one on the way. That one taken high for a ball. It's 3-1 now.
Trying for the old sinker.
Sink or swim with the sinker. Had a chance Wednesday morning. Visited the Cardinals Hall of Fame at that one by Gilbert. Up the middle, it's going to be down for a base hit. And two runs are going to score on this one, and Gilbert is going to take second.
Got a little bit greedy there. Went for second and got tagged out.
Good aggressive base running. Gilbert just poked that one right over the middle, straight up the middle, and a couple of runs score. And Trent, and that'll bring in Ryan Hobbs, who is... he doesn't have an official at bat either. He sacrificed back in the first. Hobbs steps in now against Swartzlos. Couple of runs scored at 6-0 Mules now. Hobbs swinging. Pop fly. And that will do her. Hobbs on the 6-3 put out. Second out of the inning. I mentioned I was at the Cardinals Hall of Fame Museum at Ballpark Village in St. Louis on Wednesday. Got a chance to hold... Battistan Mutual.
Oh, wow.
And I swear, 35, 36 hours. I mean, that thing weighed a ton. It's like holding a brick. It's like swinging a brick that was about 3 foot, a couple of foot long. Long fly ball on the outside. It's down for Cade Carter. In with a stand-up double.
This part of the lineup right here likes to swing and swing hard.
Michael Garrett, 1-for-1 in the afternoon. With the 3-1 shot back in the first, he'll bat here in the second with a runner in scoring position and Cade Carter, who just doubled to left center field.
And you better bet that he's eyeing the tree line over there out towards, what is that over there, Wayne City? He's aiming that direction. He wants to hit it that far. We'll go with that.
Garrett looks at strike one. Garrett, he's up there looking for one pitch. I mean, that's his mindset here. Batting cleanup for the Mules here. He's going up looking for one pitch. They're looking for that fastball. That one's in the dirt. 1-1. Carter got caught off just a little bit too far. Tortolos throws it down to second, but Carter gets back safely. All right, Garrett with a 1-1 count against him. Here's the delivery from Cade Swartzlos. Pitch on the way.
Yoo-hoo.
Garrett fouls that one off deep. Way, that went way down the right field line, or left field line out of play. And now it's a 1-2 count on Michael Garrett.
Yeah, he swung hard, but he just swung a little bit early. Maybe this will bring him big luck. I haven't called him Big Mike yet.
Yeah, you can hear Billy Rogers in the background. Keep your weight back. Swing level. There's the pitch. That's in the dirt for a ball, and that's going to allow Carter to move over to third. Tortolos did a good job of blocking that plate, but Carter had a pretty good lead, and he just took off. So Carter now at third after the double, and Michael Garrett with batting with two outs here at the top of the second. Pitch on the way. Garrett is swinging. Another deep fly ball. And that is going to drop in. And Garrett's going to be in with a stand-up double. And that will score Cade Carter. Michael Garrett, 2-for-2 on the afternoon. Double and a home run. That being Alex Pruitt to the plate, 1-for-1 on the afternoon. And a home run back in the first. Solo shot. Pruitt. Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
that
wow.
One is gone. Two-run shot by Alex Pruitt.
Goodness.
Tell you what. Saw that one off the, as soon as he hit it, you knew it was gone based on the sound and the trajectory of that one. And
wow,
makes it 8-0, and that'll bring Tyler Hooper to the plate. Hooper 0-for-1.
8-0, and Alan Pruitt is directly responsible for three of those runs.
Pruitt
on two swings.
Solo shot in the first and then a two-run shot here in the second. Boy, he put up. He put a hurting on that ball on this one.
Man. It was thumped. Wow.
Two outs now, top of the first. Four more runs in for the Mules here. Short's close. That one taken low for ball one. Love the approach by Hooper at the plate here. He's just, you know, he just swings easy, but he's focused. He swings easy. He just kind of saunters up there. It's like, oh, yep. I guess I got a hit now.
Even there, standing in the box, he just looks so calm and collected.
Yeah.
And he gets that.
And he gets a base hit.
Yep.
Right over the second baseman's head. And Kobe Dang's going to bat here. The ninth man to come to the plate in the second inning for the Mules.
I think they're listening to us.
I'm sure they probably are. Probably hear everything we say. Dang 0-for-1 on the afternoon. He popped up to shorts. To end the first inning for the Mules. He'll bat here with two outs and a man on first. Hooper takes off that one. Going to be popped up again. And handled this time by the second baseman. And that will do it for the top of the second here. The Mules strand one, but they get five more, and they lead this one 9-0. We're through one and a half. This is high school baseball on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
You know why they call it spring? Because any minute your lawn's going to spring forth and grow like crazy. Be ready with a new Toro mower built tough to last. See a Toro dealer today and get the Total Toro Treatment with prices starting at just $299. You get expert advice, great selection, financing options, excellent warranties, and professional service. Toro's a choice of professionals, and your dealer can help you get the professional look you're going for. Get the Total Toro Treatment at Tyron Automotive in Flora.
At Southern Illinois Tile and Carpet Supply, our quality flooring stands the test of time. We're proud of our friendly and knowledgeable sales and design staff. No matter your desire of flooring, at Southern Illinois Tile and Carpet Supply, we can provide you with a plethora of choices. We have luxury vinyl plank, hardwood, vinyl, tile, and carpet, all in stock at quality prices. Quality flooring starts with Southern Illinois Tile and Carpet Supply on South 10th Street in Mount Vernon.
You know, we talked in the pregame about the IHSA releasing the Class 1A and 2A regional pairings. All right, so Edwards County, they're number three. They have a number three seed in the regional, or in the sectional. They'll be at the NCOE regional, and their first game will be May 17th at 4 p.m. against NCOE. The Mules in the Class 2A regional at Johnston City, they get a number one seed in the regional sectional complex, and their first game is going to be against the winner of either Vienna or El Dorado, and that will be on Wednesday the 16th. All right, due up for the Lions here. Kyer Mavis, Jordan Fritchley, and Andrew Rotremel. Anybody gets on the number nine here, Ryan St. Ledger. Blake Pruitt back to the mound for the Mules here. Had some problems there in the first. Allowed a couple get on, but was able to work his way out of trouble. 1-0 delivery. That pitch fouled off. Mavis, second baseman for these Lions. One delivery coming up. That one swung on. Took a little bit off that one and dropped that one in for a strike.
Yeah, and that one kind of shocked Mavis, too. He was wanting to swing at it, and all of a sudden it just wasn't there.
Yeah, you see that one coming up. You're looking for something to hit. And as Mavis looks at the ball 2-2, you're looking for something to hit. Mm-hmm. And you don't get exactly that pitch. Your mindset is to swing away if you're looking for that pitch, and he disguised it well. 2-2 delivery, check swing by Mavis. Ball gets away from Pruitt. Pruitt sends it right down. That's the second strikeout of the ball game for Blake Pruitt and the first out of the bottom of the second here. Interesting. Pruitt got the first batter to the ball game for Edwards County. Kyle Schwartzlos to strike out in the bottom of the first. Now here in the bottom of the second, he gets the leadoff man to strike out. That'll bring in Jordan Fritchley, the designated hitter. The great nephew of our own Laurie Schneidel.
Oh, yeah. That pitch was right on the money.
Pitch on the way. That one swung on. Wow. Gilbert picks it up over to first. And it's a 6-3 put out for out number two in the bottom of the second.
That was a great play right there from Cade Carter. Slid into the ball, slid into the little hop there, and threw it over to Kobe Dagg. Kobe Dagg readjusted very quickly to work that out.
That'll bring in the first baseman, Andrew Rotremel, the sophomore. This is a young Edwards County Lions ball club.
Yes, it is.
Here's the pitch, and Rotremel looks at a strike.
I'm sure they're very excited about that.
All of the boys' teams here at Edwards County, they are young. Football team was young this year. Basketball team was extremely young. Carter over at third, picks that one up. And Dagg could not handle the low throw, and Rotremel is on.
Yeah, Dagg is pretty mobile, but he's not that flexible. He needed to do the splits to make that catch.
Ryan St. Ledger will bat here. Number nine here plays right field for the Lions. He'll bat here with 2 outs, bottom of the second. Pitch on the way. St. Ledger looks at a strike. Looks like Brick Pruitt may be finding his groove a little bit here.
You just plucked the thought right from my head there. He's definitely picked it up in this inning.
0-1 count on St. Ledger. That's the pitch. That one's in the dirt. Tried to get St. Ledger to kind of reach for that one just a bit. And it's a 1-1 count.
I don't know what it is, but a lot of these batters are leaning into some of the less well-thrown pitches.
1-1 delivery on the way. Swing, Ledger, swing and a miss. He was trying to tie that one up with one swing. Fortunately, you cannot get a 9-run home run in baseball.
No, very rare.
I don't know that I've ever seen that. 1-2 delivery coming up from Pruitt here. Pitch on the way. Swing, Cade Carter over to first. And again, Dagg cannot handle the throw. And that's going to allow Road Trammell to move over to third and St. Ledger to second.
Yeah, that throw was in the dirt. Kobe Dagg, to borrow a hockey term, didn't cover the five hole there. Just hopped right between his legs.
All right, leadoff man Kate Schwartzlos will step in here with a couple of runners on and two outs in the bottom of the second here. 0-1 on the afternoon, struck out to start the ball game for Edwards County. Pruitt now. A little bit of a jam here. Two outs, two on. There's the pitch. That one's on the way. That's outside for a ball.
Yeah.
It is really starting to pick up now.
First inning, it was the field helping Pruitt out, and now Pruitt is helping the field out. The field's not giving him much help, so if they can work in tandem ever, this is going to be a lights-out game for sure.
1-0 delivery coming up from Pruitt. Schwartzlow swings on that one, got underneath it, and that is going to be caught by Tyler Hooper out there in left field at the warning track, and that will do it. Couple of runners left on. Nobody scores, though, at the end of two. It's Fairfield 9, Edwards County 0. This is high school baseball on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
Crazy Car Corral. Carl caught spring fever, so he's raising the bar and lowering the prices at Car Corral Polaris. Choose $3,000 back or super low financing for 60 months on new slingshots. Save up to $2,000 on new Can-Ams, even a super cool Maverick X3 Turbo. Get the low financing with the $1,200 back on new Polaris ATVs and side-by-sides when qualified too. So grin gear to gear with your spring fever deal through April at Car Corral Polaris, Can-Am, Slingshot, CF, Moto, Fury, and Spartan. Highway 50 in Flora and CarCorralPolaris.com for safety and training information, see your dealer.
Sporting events are a huge part of our community. United Mutual Insurance Company and Grinnell Mutual Insurance are proud to support all of our local sports teams. Join them in cheering for local student athletes as they work hard both during the game and at school. If you want a strong insurance team working hard for you, give United Mutual Insurance Company a call today, 445-2306, and get a competitive quote for all of your insurance needs.
We start the top of the third here at John King Field with 8-9 and back to the leadoff man for the Mules here. Anybody gets on, it's Bryn Hobbs. It'll be Logan Trent. He tripled and scored back in the second. Rookie Gray and then Wyatt Gilbert for the Mules here in the top of the third. Wonder if Busch Stadium is rocking already as the Cubs come to town
this evening.
6:20, the broadcast time. You can hear it on your home for Cardinals baseball, WOKZ 105.9 this afternoon. All right, Schwartzlos completes his warm-up tosses, and that will bring Logan Trent to the plate. 1-for-1 on the afternoon, tripled and scored in the second. That big five-run second for the Mules. He'll bat here in the top of the third. He has a couple of errors in that last half inning. Cade Carter got a short on a couple of throws over to first there. Had long throws, though.
Yeah, he made some fantastic plays to even field the ball and then made one good throw, one okay throw, and then one that was pretty much rolling the whole way.
All right, Trent looks at ball one. 1-0 delivery coming up from Schwartzlos. That one straight up the middle. And
did they get him?
I think they did.
How?
Man,
wow,
that went off the second baseman into Cowger's hands, and Cowger threw over to first. good strong throw to first to get Trent.
We had a ninja roll to accompany that as well. That was pretty interesting.
All right, one out here, top of the third. This is the first time that Schwartzlos has been able to get the leadoff hitter out. That one fouled off by rookie Gray, and it's 0-1.
Hit by a pitch earlier on in the game, right on the calf muscle, too.
That one, swing and a strike. Gray did not look comfortable on that one. 0-2 count very quickly on rookie Gray here. Mules scored 4 in the first, 5 in the second. They lead this one 9-0 as Blake Pruitt is throwing a gem. 0-2 delivery from Schwartzlos. That one in the dirt, straight to the backstop. And the count now 1-2. All right. 1-2 pitch coming up from Schwartzlos. That one on the way. That's a strikeout. Kate Schwartzlos has set down the Mules in order here in the top of the third. And that's the first strikeout of the ball game for Schwartzlos. And that'll bring Wyatt Gilbert to the plate. Gilbert, 1-for-1 on the afternoon. Singled, advanced to second, was stranded there in the top of the second. He'll bat here in the top of the third with nobody on and two out. Now the sun's starting to poke its head back out again. There is the pitch. That one in the dirt for ball one.
Yeah, the problem he's having now is a lot of his pitches are just dropping before they even can get to the strike zone. So he's got to put a little more oomph behind him.
1-0 delivery on the way from Schwartzlos. Gilbert fouls it off to the left side.
I thought I was safe parking all the way over there. I guess I wasn't.
1-1 count on the leadoff man for the Mules, Wyatt Gilbert here. Two outs, top of the third. Pitch on the way from Schwartzlos. That one grounded over to second, fielded cleanly over to first, and that'd do it for the top of the third. 1-2-3. The Mules go in order for the first time this afternoon. They still lead Edwards County 9-0. Bottom of the third coming up on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
Carnaby Square is celebrating 38 years of laughter, love, and lots of fashion. 20% off all dresses and Brighton sandals. An extra 20% off their packed rack of spring merchandise. And 10% off all fashion collections at the register. Plus door prizes. Now is the time to add some beautiful new pieces to your spring and summer wardrobe and save. Carnaby Square in downtown Fairfield, where this area has been turning for expert fashion advice for 38 years. Open Monday through Saturday, 8:30 to 5, and open late on Thursdays.
Crazy Car Corral. Carl caught spring fever, so he's raising the bar and lowering the prices at Car Corral Polaris. Choose $3,000 back or super low financing for 60 months on new slingshots. Save up to $2,000 on new Can-Ams, even the super cool Maverick X3 Turbo. Get the low financing with the $1,200 back on new Polaris ATVs and side-by-sides when qualified too. So grin gear to gear with your spring fever deal through April at Car Corral Polaris, Can-Am, Slingshot, CF, Moto, Fury, and Spartan. Highway 50 in Flora and CarCorralPolaris.com. For safety and training information, see your dealer.
High school baseball is brought to you this year by United Mutual Insurance here in Albion, Carnaby Square in downtown Fairfield, Conqueror Polaris in Flora, Southern Illinois Tile and Carpet, the Barbed Wire Grill in Fairfield, Act Tire and Auto in Flora, the Attic in Uptown Mount Carmel, and El Gallito, the new Mexican restaurant here in Albion. Bottom of the second. We're at the bottom of the third here. It'll be 2-3-4. For Edwards County, Camden Calger, Marty Schmidler, and Hayden Schwartzlos. Calger batting here. Does not have an official at bat. He walked and advanced a second. In a second and was stranded there. And he'll face Blake Pruitt here. Pruitt, nothing but zeros up on the board thus far. Here's the pitch, and a swing and a strike by Calger.
Yeah, the Lions have gotten a little bit closer and a little bit closer every inning. That was their best top half of any inning thus far, so maybe this is the time.
Oh, one delivery from Brewitt on the way. That one, whoo, that was a nice one, and Calger finds himself in an 0-2 hole.
Yeah, Pruitt really got the team out of the jam at the bottom of the last inning for sure.
0-2 delivery on the way. That one kind of golfed out to left field. Tyler Hooper is under it. Well, no. He did. Could not get to it. So Calgar in with a double.
Yeah, he was all the way back to the warning track on that one. That was a well-struck ball, and they were playing up a little bit in the outfield. I think they're going to move back now with that shot.
Yeah, well, especially with Smitler up here. Smitler,
oh, yeah.
One for one on the afternoon, singled in the hole between first and second. Back in the second inning, he'll bat here. Nobody out. Runner on second is Camden Calgar after the double. Pruitt now pitching from the stretch. He's battled in some jams already. Schmidler was right on it, fouls it straight back for strike one.
Yeah, but he was trying to eat it, that one. That was a he almost threw his shoulder out swinging at it.
0-1 delivery coming up from Blake Pruitt here. Pruitt, the Mule's ace. There's the pitch. That one in the dirt. Calgar takes off a third. He'll get to third. And now a 2-1 count on Schmidler and a runner at third with nobody out here in the top of the third. Edwards County threatening.
Yeah, once again, right there on the doorstep. They left two there at the end of last inning. They're not wanting to do that again.
2-1 delivery on the way. 1-2 delivery, rather. Like that 2-1 delivery. That one, a swing and a miss. 2-2 count now.
Yeah, Schmidler's wanting these. He's just got to wait just a tick longer for him, and he'll hit it plenty far.
2-2 delivery coming up. Pruitt needs a strikeout. That one in the dirt. Ball three. Now the count runs full.
And we'll see how clutch he is with this throw. This could really shake things up.
Payoff pitch coming up from Blake Pruitt. 3-2 count on Marty Schmidler. Nobody out. Bottom of three with a man on third. There's the pitch in the dirt. Well, my count must have been wrong. Now the count runs full.
All right, now let's see how clutch he is. I thought it was full as well.
Yeah. All right, Schmidler, he is ready. Here's the payoff pitch coming up from Pruitt. On the way, in the dirt. And Schmidler will walk. Pruitt in a bit of a jam here with bottom of the third with the runners at the corners. Nobody out for Hayden Schwarzlos. Schwarzlos wide out to Logan Trent in deep center field back in the second. Make it the first.
Gee, I think they have Dallin Calgar in there batting for him, actually.
Pitch on away, that one.
Oh!
Run is going to score. Mules, we're going to get the lead runner. So a run scores in Calgar. And on the fielder's choice, Schwarzlos will go to first, and we'll have a runner. Number seven will run. That is Noah Sweeney.
Yep.
He'll run for Schwarzlos here. All right, the batter is Klodfelter. 0 for 1, grounded to short back in the first. Pitch on the way from Pruitt. That's in for a strike. Pruitt has that knack of he gets a little bit of trouble, and all of a sudden he bears down and gets a couple of strikes.
Well, they're still up by eight, but it would be nice to get out with just one run, I'm sure.
A one delivery on the way. That pitch, that's going to be down for a base hit. Tiger Klodfelter, a base hit. Runners at first and second. One out. Top of the third. One run across for Edwards County. Cal Mavis batting here. Strikeout victim back in the second. Pruitt again for the third inning in a row. In a little bit of a jam here.
Yeah, needing to dig out of a 9-run hole, Edwards County has pretty much come to life. That's couldn't come at a better time for sure.
Here's the pitch from Pruitt, and that's taken high for a ball.
And these pitches are just a tick off the mark in any direction. Just got to move them just the slightest bit, and he'll be right back on top.
1-0 delivery coming up from Blake Pruitt. That went all the way. That's in the dirt for ball two.
Yeah, we'll need a little more help than that.
Avis with a 2-0 count against him. Two balls, no strikes. Pruitt pitching from the stretch. There is the pitch. And that's in for ball three.
A lot of these pitches are just right from pitcher's shoulders, right on a zip line almost, down to the catcher's knees. They just got to move them up a little bit.
3-0 count on the number six hitter for Edwards County, the second baseman, Kyle Mavis. Pitch on the way, Mavis. He'll look at strike one. I don't think Mavis had any intention of swinging at something.
No.
Unless he got something straight down central.
That was about as close as he's gotten so far.
3-1 the count on Mavis now. Runners at first and second. One out. Bottom of three. Pitch on the way. That's for a walk.
Now we're in trouble.
Couple of walks in the inning, and the bases are loaded for Jordan Fritchley. Fritchley. And a grounder down to the hot corner. Back in the second. And he'll bat here with the bases loaded and one out, bottom of the third.
This is not who you want in the box in this situation. Well, if you're Fairfield, if you're Edwards County, this is great.
Pitch on the way. And that's taken for a ball. Now Alec Pruitt calls time. He's going to go out and actually the entire Mule infield is going to go in and have a talk.
That's probably the right move. Need to settle things down just a little bit. You know, you've scored one run. It's a little bit of damage, but you can get by with that. Still an 8-run ball game, but now you have a potential to cut that in half. That's not going to be good.
All right, Fritchley comes back. Count is 1-0 on Fritchley, the DH for Edwards County. He's batting with the bases loaded. Bottom of the third inning, one out. Pruitt from the stretch with the 1-0 delivery. That's on the way, and a swing and a strike by Fritchley.
You and I were talking on the way down here about a lot of nicknames on this Fairfield Mule squad. Well, Blake's going to need to become the miracle kid here pretty quick.
1-1 delivery coming up from Blake Pruitt. Nobody out, bottom of the third, bases loaded, and Fritchley looks at a strike. One, two, the count now on Fritchley. Somebody's alarm is going off in the background.
Not mine.
1-1 delivery on the way. Fritchley, a swing and a strike. Ball gets away from him. And Fritchley, first out of the second inning. Or the third inning, rather. So now it's one out. Nobody on, but the bases are loaded. Actually, it's two outs. My mistake. Two outs now. And Blake Pruitt can work himself out of a jam here pretty quick.
Yeah, he just has to get past Andrew Rotremel. That's Rotremel. Not an easy task.
Reached on an error, advanced to third. Back in the second. On the way, Rotremel. He'll look at a ball low.
Just as physically imposing as Fritchley is to look at and try and pitch against. No doubt the outfield is all the way back.
Two outs, bottom of the third. Bases are loaded. Pruitt trying to minimize the damage here. And Rotremer looks at strike one. 1-2 the count on the big sophomore. or 1-1 the count of the big sophomore. Pruitt still working from the stretch here. Pitch on the way. That one. It's going to be just over to Wyatt Gilbert. And Gilbert with a running grab there. And that will do it.
How did they get out of that jam?
The bottom of the third. Three runners stranded. Edwards County gets their first run of the ball game. They trail this one 9-1 at the end of three. This is high school baseball on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
This Saturday is the first Saturday of the month, and you know what that means. Breakfast, buffet, and swamp night at the Barbed Wire Grill. From 8 to 11 a.m., enjoy the all-you-can-eat breakfast buffet with biscuits and gravy, waffles, French toast, skillet, and much more. After you go home and take a nap, come back from 4 to 8 p.m. and enjoy the all-you-can-eat seafood buffet with alligator, crawfish, scallops, oysters, shrimp, clam strips, cheddar baked biscuits, salad bar, and dessert. Barbed Wire Grill, Fairfield, Illinois, 842-2532.
The Attic in Uptown Mount Carmel has this area's largest selection of baby and children's spring and summer clothing and accessories in sizes preemie to 18. Great brands like Under Armour, Mustard Pie, Maya Whirl, Serendipity, Wee Squeakers, LaTop, Isabel and Chloe, and many more. We are open 9 to 5, Monday through Saturday. So come see me, Rebecca Rutledge, the new owner of The Attic, Becca's Baby Boutique and Consignment, Uptown Mount Carmel. Follow us on Facebook for exclusive deals.
Edwards County going to make a pitching change here for the top of the fourth. Davis will come in to replace Cade Schwartzlos on the mound here in the top of the fourth inning with the Mules leading this one 9-1. Batting for Fairfield here in the top of the fourth. It's going to be Bryn Hobbs, Kate Carter, Michael Garrett. Anybody gets on, Alec Pruitt's going to swing the bat once again.
Uh-oh.
All right, Hobbs. He is 0-for-1 in the afternoon. Sacrifice back in the first. Grounded to short in the second. On a kind of a weird play. Went off the second baseman's glove too short. All right, Mavis. He is set. There is the pitch. And Hobbs looks at ball one.
And we're getting a little bit more of a consistent wind that's going to help out any batter that walks up there.
Mules get four in the first, five in the second. Did not score in the third, and Hobbs fouls it off. The count now 1-2 on the Mules. Number two hitter who plays second base and wears number two.
Yeah.
It's kind of like an old-school numbering thing.
Yeah.
Pitch on the way. That one way inside for ball two, 2-1. Well, you know, back in the day, Babe Ruth played. You know, it was first hitter wore number one. Second hitter wore two. Babe Ruth batted third. He wore
number
three.
Good karma.
Lou Gehrig was four. He batted fourth. All right, Hobbs looks at ball three, and it's a 3-1 count on the Mules' second baseman.
Well, he needed all that good karma from all those twos a couple pitches ago to not get drilled in the head.
3-1 delivery on the way. That's taken outside for a ball. And Mavis comes in, walks the first batter he faces. That'll bring in Cade Carter. Carter. 1-for-1 on the afternoon. Fielder's choice scored back in the first. Doubled and scored in the second. Carter will bat here with nobody out, one on in the fourth.
He just got the instructions from the dugout to be a smart hitter.
Pitch on the way. Carter swings, fouls it straight back. I like this vantage point.
I was just about to say, you can really pick up a lot of details. This is a really well-kept field as well. I want to point that
field
out.
Beautiful field at John King Field here at Edwards County High School. All right, 0-1 count coming up from Cade Carter. Coming up for Cade Carter. Mavis on in relief of Schwartzlos. He'll get over to Hobbs, try to throw it over. And Hobbs back in safely.
Yeah, he wasn't out there too far. Definitely not the longest lead we've seen all day. Especially the Mules. They really like to test the limits.
Hobbs with a short lead at first. Mavis with the pitch to Carter. Carter swinging. He'll foul that one out of play to the right side. Just a little bit behind that one. Oh, to the count. Big dark cloud floating right over us, but there's a light back off the west. 0-2 delivery coming up from Mavis. Pitch on the way. That went inside for a ball. High and tight. Little chin music. Question is, what tune was he playing?
Hopefully not a lullaby. If it gets any closer, that's what it would have been.
1-2 delivery on the way. That one's in the dirt. Nice step by Hayden Schwartzlos down there to keep that from getting away from him. And the count now evens at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes on the Mules' number three hitter, Cade Carter. Runner on first is Hobbs after the walk. Nobody out here. Top of the fourth. Mules looking to pad their lead. Pitch on the way from Mavis. Carter looks at a ball. That's 3-2 now the count. We'll see if Billy Rogers will send the runner, Brent Hobbs, at first here. With a 3-2 count and nobody out in the top of the fourth. Hobbs with a pretty good lead out there. No, he will not go. And, oh, man, nice pitch on the corner for a strikeout from Mavis. Carter, first out of the inning. Michael Garrett comes in. Garrett working on a pretty good afternoon. Home run and a double, 2-for-2 on the afternoon. And he's got a couple RBIs as well. 0-1 delivery over to Hobbs, or rather over to first is Mavis. Hobbs back safely. Every time I hear the word Hobbs, I'm thinking of Roy Hobbs.
I'm thinking of Calvin and Hobbs.
Well, from the natural. You know, Roy Hobbs.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 1-0. Strike in. 0-1 count. Mavis gave up the walk to start the inning, but then worked a 3-2 count on Carter and struck him out on a nice pitch in the outside corner.
Yeah, he's working the Mules over pretty well after that first at-bat.
0-1 delivery coming up from Mavis. Michael Garrett on the plate. Garrett swing and a strike. Garrett was looking to pad the Mule lead.
Yeah, he's got to take a walk after that. He needed a...
compose himself just a bit.
Just a little bit. He really wanted that one. You can
1-2 delivery coming up from Mavis. Garrett 2-for-2 in the afternoon. There's the pitch. Garrett fouls. Well, he'll pop this one up. Is it going to stay in fair territory? And he caught it. He got it once.
Appeal of first base. He left.
All right. Ball is caught by the left fielder. Hobbs tagged up. Edwards County fans are saying appeal that at first. And now.
Yeah, we're going to have a little conference here.
Yeah, they're going to say that Hobbs left a little bit too early on that one. Garrett put a ride on it, but that one stayed right along the third baseline in foul territory, and that was caught by the left fielder. A little break in the action, and Hayden Schwartzlos is going to go out and talk to his pitcher just a bit. Kind of going to go out there and go, we dodged a bullet on that.
Yeah. Well, he hit it just as hard as he wanted to. He just kind of didn't give it the direction it was supposed to go.
He sent it for a country mile. He sure did. Fairfield Kiwanis Club having a pork burger sale on Saturday at the corner of West Main and 7th Street. Serving begins at 10. Pork burgers, Polish sausage, chicken breast, ribeyes, and pork chop sandwiches all on the menu. Of course, all the proceeds going to help the youth of Wayne County. All right. They say that Hobbs did not leave early, and he'll be at second here for Alec Pruitt. Pruitt, 2-for-2, a couple of home runs in this game.
Single shot in the first, two-run shot in the second.
Ball bounces in the dirt, gets away from Schwartzlos, and that's going to allow Hobbs to move down to third.
I can't tell if that ball bounced off of his shoe or off of his knee pads or off of home plate, but either way, it hit something and bounced way halfway up the fence behind home plate.
All right, Pruitt. With a 1-0 count against him. Here's the pitch from Schwartzlos. Pruitt, he is swinging. Grounds over to short. Cowger picks it up over to Rotremble at first.
Wow.
They just got him. Yeah.
He dropped it and picked it up barehanded and stuck his foot backwards just in the nick of time. What a play.
One runner left on for the Mules. And Billy Rogers is going to come out. He's going to have a talk with the officials there. But now they'll head back to the dugout here. One runner left on, and the Mules do not score here in the top of the fourth. Bottom of four coming up after this on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
Make plans to celebrate Cinco de Mayo this year at Albion's newest restaurant, El Gallito, Friday, May 4th and Saturday, May 5th. Join them for drink specials and giveaways. A limited supply of Cinco de Mayo t-shirts are available now for only $10. Their drink menu includes margaritas, daiquiris, alcoholic and non-alcoholic beer, and mixed drinks. Stop by El Gallito at 300 West Main Street, Albion. Open Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m.
All right, welcome back to John King Field. One runner left on in the top of the fourth for the Mules. They do not score, and the score remains 9-1 in favor of Fairfield here as we get set for the bottom of the fourth. It is going to be the number 9 hitter, Ryan St. Ledger, Cade Schwartzlose, and Cowden Calgar. Anybody gets on, it's Marty Schmittler for the Lions here in the bottom of the fourth. This game's moving right along.
It is. And I want to give a little credit here to the officiating as well. This has been a really, really tight called game. You know, one questionable call went to Fairfield there and then turned right around, and one questionable call went to Edwards County. The strike zone has not moved at all today. That's the thing I'm most impressed with. Everything that's been a ball has been a ball all day.
Last time we saw the Mules on the radio, that was Monday afternoon. Mules took on Harrisburg, put a thumping on the Bulldogs, mm-hmm. the traditional power of Southern Illinois. But Bulldogs, a little bit different than what they're a little down this year, and they're kind of young, a couple of very undisciplined plays in that ball game. We saw one time where they batted out of order.
Oh,
you know, saw another one where a runner got to first on an error, and then turned toward second base as Kobe Dagg down there got the ball as it bounced off the fence, just walked right out and tagged him. Very undisciplined from Harrisburg. A little surprising. I was very surprised, as a matter of fact. Harrisburg's program has been one of the top-notch programs in the southern half of the state. Ryan St. Ledger facing Blake Pruitt here in the bottom of the fourth. He'll look at ball one.
Poor Harrisburg has just not had much luck facing teams around here, especially Mount Carmel. Really been the Achilles heel in any sport.
Strike. And St. Ledger swings through. 1-1 the count now. Pitch on the way from Pruitt. That one bounces in the dirt in front of the plate. Count now 2-1. Two balls, one strike on the number 9 hitter from Edwards County, Ryan St. Ledger. Pitch on the way. St. Ledger pops it up on the infield. Wyatt Gilbert going to call everybody off, and he'll take it. And that's how the first out of the bottom of the fourth goes for Edwards County.
That was a great pitch from Pruitt. If you were going to take a picture of Pruitt and stick it in the yearbook, that was the money shot right there. Best pitch of the day.
Leadoff man Kate Schwartzlose will step in. Kate was on the mound up until the third, or rather the fourth. He pitched three innings, allowed 9 runs. Pitch on the way, Schwartzlose. Looks at strike one. I think that's Schwartzlose, isn't it?
Yes.
Number 8. Yeah, he's still batting.
They must have just swapped positions.
Yeah. All right, 0-1 count on Schwartzlose. He's playing second base now. Pitch on the way. He'll swing. And he'll be looking for two here. That's deep. Schwartzlose is digging for two. And he'll be in with a stand-up double.
Couldn't have put that ball in a better spot, just off to the left fielder's left there and all the way back to the fence.
Shortstop Camden Calgar steps in, 1-for-1 on the afternoon, walked back to the first, stranded at second, and then doubled and scored in the third, scored the Lions' only run of the game. He'll bat here, nobody out, bottom of four with a runner at second, one out. Pruitt set from the stretch. There's a pitch from Blake. That one on the way. And that's in for a ball. Calgar looks at a ball. 1-0. One ball. No strikes on Calgar. Hurd has labored through four here and has just allowed one run. Pitch on the way, the 1-1 delivery fouled straight back and into the parking lot over here.
Yeah, he's definitely had his ups and downs. You want to talk about floors and ceilings. He's had a very high ceiling and at times a low floor, and definitely a lot of pitches in the dirt to go with that.
1-1 the count on Camden Calgar here. Runner on second is Schwartzlos. Pitch on the way from Pruitt. And the dirt gets away from Alec Pruitt, and that's going to allow Schwartzlos to move down to third.
Well, I think Fairfield feels at home now. They hear a train rolling by.
All right. 2-0 the count on Calgar. Runner on third now, Schwartzlos. Advance to third on the pass ball. There's the pitch. Calgar swings. Takes it over to third. 6-3 put out. Run does score, though. That makes it 9-2. But second out of the inning as Calgar grounds to short.
That was a difficult job to try and field that one. It, just a little bit higher, and he would have tried to catch that with the inside of his arms there. So that was a good job getting the ball handle on that one.
Marty Schmidler steps in, 1-for-1 on the afternoon. Singled and was stranded back in the first. Walked and stranded in the third. Actually erased on a fielder's choice in third. Pitch on the way from Pruitt. Taking a low for ball two. Two balls, no strikes on Marty Schmidler here. Two outs. Bottom of the fourth inning. Eagles leading 9-2. Pitch on the way, Schmidler. Looks at a ball high. High and inside. 3-0 count on Schmidler here. Pitch on the way. That one.
Wow.
Right over to Cade Carter at third. Line drive at the hot corner. And that's how the fourth inning ends here with the line drive to Cade Carter. One run scores here in the bottom of the fourth for Edwards County. They trail this one 9-2. This is high school baseball on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
At Southern Illinois Tile and Carpet Supply, our quality flooring stands the test of time. We're proud of our friendly and knowledgeable sales and design staff. No matter your desire of flooring, at Southern Illinois Tile and Carpet Supply, we can provide you with a plethora of choices. We have luxury vinyl plank, hardwood, vinyl, tile, and carpet, all in stock at quality prices. Quality flooring starts with Southern Illinois Tile and Carpet Supply on South 10th Street in Mount Vernon.
High school baseball is brought to you this year by United Mutual Insurance in Albion, Carnaby Square in downtown Fairfield, Car Corral Polaris in Flora, Southern Illinois Tile and Carpet, the Bob Wire Grill in Fairfield, where they've got the breakfast buffet and the swamp night coming up on Saturday, Act Tire and Auto in Flora, the Attic in Uptown Mount Carmel, and El Gallito Mexican Restaurant in Albion, brand new Mexican restaurant in Albion. They've got a lot of stuff going on for Cinco de Mayo tomorrow.
Ooh, la, la. All righty.
For the Mules here in the top of the fifth inning, it's going to be Tyler Hooper, Kobe Dagg, Logan Trent. For the Mules, Hooper will step in 1-for-2 on the afternoon. We talked about him there in the fourth inning. Just goes up there like he's, like, you know, it's just ain't nothing but a thing, you know?
Now, there are a lot of people that really get angry and into sports, really competitive people. It's nice to see somebody just, you know, ho-hum, go up there and, you know, knows what he needs to do. Doesn't make a big deal about it.
Tyler gets up there kind of just ho-hum, here we go, but then he locks in as soon as he steps in that box. Here's the pitch from Mavis. That one pops straight up. And the third baseman, Marty Schmidler, calls everybody off, and he just about dropped her.
Yeah, he missed it. He closed his glove on top of it and popped right back up in the air, and he just swooped it out of there. So an ounce and out, however you get it.
Hooper pops up to the third baseman for the first out of the fifth inning here. That'll be Kroby Dagg. Dagg 0 for 2 in the afternoon.
Tell you what, it's Dagg has hit some shots that have hurt my neck. They're so high to try and look at them.
All right, Dagg will step in here. Here's the pitch from Mavis. Dagg grounds it past the shortstop for a base hit.
The irony in that is that that ball never left the ground. So I think he figured out how to reverse the field there.
Kobe now 1 for 3 on the afternoon. Logan Trent comes in. He tripled and scored back in the second, grounded the short in the third. He'll bat here with one on and one out in the top of the fifth. Trent looking here for something to drive. Pitch on the way. Trent looks at a ball in the dirt. Gets away from the catcher, and Dagg will move on up to second. That one just went through the five hole again.
Yeah.
Use a hockey term, as you said earlier. All right, 1-0 the count on Logan Trent here. Dagg at second now, one out. Top of the fifth. One-oh delivery coming up from Mavis. And it's low for ball two. Two-oh count now on Logan Trent. Trent going up there. He'll be looking for one specific pitch now with a 2-0 count. Pitch on the way. Trent looks at a strike. He wanted that one.
Yeah, he looking like he would like it. Right as it was too late to put a swing on it.
2-1 the count on Logan Trent, number 8 hitter, center fielder for the Mules here. Mules leading this one 9-2, top of the fifth inning. Pitch on the way from Mavis. And Trent fouls that one off out of play. And the count now even at 2-2. All right, Mavis set with the 2-2 delivery. Logan Trent in the box. There's the pitch. Oh, and that got him.
Right on the elbow.
And that'll bring in Ricky Gray. Gray 0 for 1 on the night. He was hit by a pitch back in the second and came around to score and struck out in the third. And he looked very uncomfortable on that second at bat after getting hit in the first at bat. Runners at first and second, one out here, top of the fifth, Rookie Gray on. Ball just about got away.
Just realized something. Is he a switch? I have a weird...
He is not a switch hitter. He bats left-handed.
I could have swore he batted from the other side of the box on the last one. I don't know.
1-0 count now on Rookie Gray. Billy Rogers says he calls him Rookie. Called him Rookie since he's a freshman, starting for him in the outfield. Gray now a senior for this Mule Ball Club. You look at ball two. Two and oh count on the Rook. Pitch on the way. And went inside for a ball. Mavis now running into a little bit of trouble here. With a couple on and one out here in the top of the fifth and in danger of walking the bases loaded.
Well, looks like Rookie Gray's become target practice. That one almost hit him in the arm.
Pitch on the way. And that's on the outside corner for a strike. Nice job of framing that pitch by Hayden Swartzlos there. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah.
Caught that one and just brought it right inside. And the umpire calls strike one. 3-1 counts on Skyler Gray. Pitch on the way. Gray up the middle.
Double out.
And double play.
Dagg was already halfway to third base when they caught it right at second base. So not much he could do there.
All right. One runner left on. Mules do not score again. They've went three innings without scoring. They lead this one 9-2. Bottom of five coming up right after this on WFIWAM 1390 at 103.3 FM.
There was a time in commercial mowing when the total number of zero turns with suspension was, well, zero. Ferris introduced suspension to the mowing industry in 1998, and today Ferris continues to proudly deliver suspension technology on its full line of zero-turn mowers, so you can get your work done fast with amazing comfort and speed and a great cut every time. Ferris, experience suspension. Visit your Ferris dealer at Tire and Automotive, 903 West North Avenue, Flora, 618-662-2913.
Well, the Mules had something cooking in the top of the fifth. They had runners in first and second with one out. And then Skyler Gray, a little soft liner. And the second baseman just came over and caught it on the back end of the bag. Kobe Dagg, thinking it was down, took off for third and is doubled off. And the Mules, after threatening there in the top of the fifth, do not score. They still lead this one 9-2. Blake Pruitt on. He's allowed a run in each of the last two innings. And he'll face here in the bottom of the fifth Hayden Schwartzlos, Tiger Klotfelter, and Kyle Mavis.
Yeah, Blake is thanking his lucky stars that Michael Garrett and Alec Pruitt have had the game, the first two innings that they had, for sure. It makes his job just a little bit easier. He can, you know, with a big buffer zone, like nine runs coming out of the second inning, he could afford to give up one run in the last two innings.
You pitch with a lead, it's always easier to pitch with a lead as it is to pitch from behind. All right, stepping in, it's going to be Hayden Schwartzlos, the catcher for the Lions here. You'll bat here in the bottom of the fifth. Mules leading the Lions 9-2. Pitch on the way. That one's high for ball one. Mule softballers were scheduled to take on Edwards County this evening as well for varsity and JV action. That one actually was called off. It's going to be postponed till next Wednesday because the field just never got dry here. Schwartzlos over to third, off the glove of Carter, and he'll be on first. Tiger Klotfelter steps in. Klotfelter, 1-for-2. 6-3 put out back in the first in the inning, and then singled and was stranded at second in the third. All right, Klotfelter steps in now. Pitch on the way. That's in for a strike. Something we haven't seen from Pruitt the last few hitters. First pitch strike. 0-1 delivery coming up from Pruitt. That one on the way. Klotfelter swinging. He'll foul it off into the parking lot behind us. 0-2 quickly on the Lions center fielder, Tiger Klotfelter.
He packs a lot of punch into a smaller frame, that's for sure.
Nobody out. Runner on first is Schwartzlos. There's the 0-2 delivery. That one.
Hello.
Foul tipped at the plate. Hits the fence right in front of us. And the count remains 0-2. Question is, did you flinch?
Actually, this time I didn't.
I don't think I did either.
We had one pass ball earlier on before the game started that hit right in front of us that I about fell over. But then, no, I handled that one well.
All right, 0-2, the count on Klotfelter. Here's the pitch. That one out to center. Logan Trent on his horse, and he'll collect it for the first out of the inning. One out, bottom of the fifth. Now runner on first is Schwartzlos, and Kyle Mavis will step in. Mavis, 0-for-1 on the afternoon. Strikeout victim back in the second. He walked and was stranded at first in the third. One out now. Bottom of the fifth. Pitch on the way. And it's taken outside for a ball. One oh delivery on the way. That one's sent out toward right field. Gray moving over. Actually, second baseman Brent Hobbs come over to get that one.
Well, I thought Dag had called it, and then he called it off and realized that he needed to get back to first. So maybe he could try to the first baseman what happened to him at the end of the last inning.
Two outs for Jordan Fritchley now. Fritchley steps in 0 for 2 in the afternoon. Runner on first is Swartzlos. Reached on an error to start the inning. He's remained there through two outs. Fritchley, one of those hitters, kind of a feast or famine type hitter. He fouls that one off, and it's an 0-1 count on the Lions DH.
Yeah, he hasn't had the showing that he's wanted today, that's for sure, but he's still swinging hard. It's sometimes just about luck, and need a little bit of that today to get out of this 7-run hole that they're in right now.
0-1 delivery coming up from Pruitt. All the way, swing and a strike.
Yeah, when tip the bat, I thought.
Yeah, I think I did hear it. Foul tip into the glove of Alec Pruitt. 0-2 count on Fritchley now. Pruitt looking to get out of this inning unscathed. Pitch on the way. That one going to be popped up in foul territory. Dag over at the fence, and he'll watch it bounce off the top of the Lions dugout.
It's the third batter in a row that's had that same little sidewinding motion over the dugout for that foul ball.
Count remains 0-2 for Fritchley. Pruitt may have found a second gear here in the bottom of the fifth. 0-2 count on Fritchley. Here's the pitch. That's taken high and outside for ball one. Pruitt trying to get him to bite on something outside.
Well, Fritchley looked like he was ready for it.
He was thinking about it.
Yeah.
Decided at the last second to hold up. And it's a 1-2 count. Pitch on the way. That one bounces in. Pruitt, a nice job of keeping that one in front of him.
Yeah.
And the count even at 2-2.
That one almost hit in the grass. That's a, we have a decent amount of dirt around this plate, and it almost hit in the grass. So that was not the best pitch.
2-2. Pruitt with the pitch. That's low and outside for ball three. Count is full. Two outs here. The runner at first, Swartzlos, will be running here.
Now, Fritchley doesn't want to walk. That's for sure. As nice as it is to get on base, he wants to earn it.
Pitch on the way.
Wow.
That one. Straight up the middle. That's a base hit. And he'll round to second. Base hit by Fritchley. And Swartzlos moves all the way to third.
Logan Trent threw that all the way from center to third baseman, who was just set up just behind the shortstop. Overthrew the cutoff, but man, that was a great throw, but still the third. What a shot.
Two outs now. Bottom of five, runners at the corner. Andrew Rotremble steps in. Rotremble reached on an error back in the second, stranded at third, and then popped out to shortstop Wyatt Gilbert in the third. He'll bat here. Two outs, two on. Bottom of the fifth. No tremble. Looking to dig his Lions out of a 9-2 hole. Tell you what, he connects on one here. It's a whole new ball game.
Yep. Yeah, they're in the danger zone yet again.
Pruitt from the stretch. That's outside for ball one. Delivery coming up from Pruitt. Pitch on the way. Rotremble hits it into the right center field gap, and it's
wow.
Diving catch by Skyler Gray for the third out of the inning. Andrew Rotremble.
Oh, I think he dropped it. They're calling him safe.
Whoa. He did. Okay, so he trapped it. They say he trapped it.
What an effort.
And a base hit by Rotremble. But none of the runners advanced. Well,
I think one came home.
Okay.
Yeah, whoever was at third, I don't recall at the moment.
So that was Swartzlos. He came home. So runners at first and third again with two outs for Ryan St. Ledger. And St. Ledger looks at a ball. Tell you what, that was a heck of an effort by Gray out there, by Rookie out there in right field, right center field.
I think he jumped all the way from right field to center field. Wow, that was fantastic effort.
1-0 count coming up for Pruitt. I thought he had it. That one's going to be popped up.
Get another shot.
And it's going to be Logan Trent who handles this one. All right, couple of runners left stranded. Edwards County gets another run. It's 9-3, top of the sixth, coming up on WFIWAM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
Carnaby Square is celebrating 38 years of laughter, love, and lots of fashion. 20% off all dresses and Brighton sandals. An extra 20% off their packed rack of spring merchandise. And 10% off all fashion collections at the register. Plus door prizes. Now is the time to add some beautiful new pieces to your spring and summer wardrobe and save. Carnaby Square in downtown Fairfield, where this area has been turning for expert fashion advice for 38 years. Open Monday through Saturday, 8:30 to 5, and open late on Thursdays.
Welcome back to Edwards County. They get another run, the Lions do, in the bottom of the fifth, and they trail this one 9-3, just kind of pecking away at that big 9-0 lead that the Mules had after two innings.
Yeah, nine runs sounds a lot better than the six runs in terms of the lead. And, you know, they've gone dry since haven't scored since the second inning, so really need to get back on the horse to this one just to even increase your buffer, if you will, or get more of a security blanket, because the Lions are really nipping on the heels of the big one here. You can really feel it. They're really starting to get hot, and they've really been lucky misfortunate to only come away with a run the last three innings.
All right. Top of the order for the Mules here in the top of the sixth. Wyatt Gilbert, Bryn Hobbs, Cade Carter, Michael Garrett, if anyone gets on, face Kyle Mavis. Mavis came on in relief in the fourth and is not allowed to run through two innings. Pitch on the way from Mavis. Bounces that one in for ball one. Wayne County Shrine Club selling their bags of onions tomorrow morning. Starting about 9 o'clock on the courthouse square. Pitch on the way, that one. It's going to be sent out to right center field. And that is going to be caught. Shrine Club, as he said, selling those Vidalia onions, $10 a bag. If you don't get them tomorrow morning, you can go to Joe's Body Shop on Monday. While you're out there, get your corn dog, Dan and Dean. They're set up on the courthouse square this weekend as well.
Yum, yum.
Pitch on the way. Jan and Dean, by the way, their food truck is going to head down the street to Methodist on Main tomorrow evening from 5 to 7 p.m.
All right.
So they've got bluegrass band Calico Creek batting there. Brent Hobbs looks at a strike. It's 1-1 on the Mule second baseman now.
I'll tell you what, with all this food talk, I might have to stay with you tonight.
Had me a corn dog and a pretzel this afternoon. Pitch all the way. That bounces in the dirt. 2-1 count now on Brent Hobbs. And you know what? There's a lot of stuff going on this weekend. I mentioned the Kiwanis Pork Burger Sale, Dan and Dean, Mount Erie Raritan Club hosting their monthly breakfast. Plus, it is all Overtown Garage Sales in Mount Erie this tomorrow as well.
Hmm.
So there's a lot of stuff going on. Let me see what else.
Of course, the nice thing about all that is it means that spring has sprung officially.
Yes.
Nice to get out and be able to do all this stuff.
Mother's Day Spring Craft Show, that is going on tomorrow down at Steph's Coffee Shop and Meal Shows. There is all kinds of stuff going on. All right, Hobbs back in, got another ball. And he's ready to go. Mavis with the pitch. Hobbs swings. And that one handled by the first baseman. And it's two outs in the top of the sixth. Cade Carter steps in. Carter, 1-for-2 on the afternoon. Fielder's choice, scored in the first, doubled and scored in the second. He was a strikeout victim in the fourth. First inning that Mavis worked. Pitch on the way, Carter. Looks at strike one.
I give a lot of credit to Mavis. This team really got its mojo right about when he came in.
0-1 delivery on the way, that one. Grounds it over to third. Schmidler picks it up over to first. And a 1-2-3 inning for Kyle Mavis in the top of the sixth. 1-2-3 for the Mules. And bottom of six coming up. Mules leading 9-3 over Edwards County. This is high school baseball on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3.
This Saturday is the first Saturday of the month, and you know what that means. Breakfast buffet and swamp night at the Barbed Wire Grill. From 8 to 11 a.m., enjoy the all-you-can-eat breakfast buffet with biscuits and gravy, waffles, French toast, skillet, and much more. After you go home and take a nap, come back from 4 to 8 p.m. and enjoy the all-you-can-eat seafood buffet with alligator, crawfish, scallops, oysters, shrimp, clam strips, cheddar baked biscuits, salad bar, and dessert. Barbed Wire Grill, Fairfield, Illinois, 842-2532.
Top of the order coming up for Edwards County here in the bottom of the sixth. It'll be Cade Schwartzlose, Camden Calgar, Marty Schmidler. Anybody gets on, Hayden Schwartzlose will bat for the Lions. Pruitt back out for his sixth inning of work.
Yes.
He has only allowed three runs, but he has struggled in just about every inning.
Yeah, the Mules have started creaking the door just a little bit and a little bit more every inning, and it's almost just about open now for the Lions, so look for a big inning here. And if you stop listening or know anybody that stopped listening when it was a 9-0 game, you want to tell them to get back in here because it's about to get chippy.
All right, Alec Pruitt looking at his pitcher now. He's warming up here, bottom of the sixth inning, and he gets one straight down the pipe there. There we go. Throw down a second, and Cade Schwartzlose will step in. Schwartzlose started the game on the mound, allowed 9 runs. Then was replaced for the top of the fourth by Mavis, and Schwartzlose went to second base. All right, Cade steps in. He is 1-for-3 on the afternoon. He had doubled and scored back in the fourth. Bottom of six here, Schwartzlose. Inside out swing. Gray over to handle that one near the foul line, and it's 1-up, 1-down here in the top of the sixth.
Oh, that dropped.
Oh, it did drop.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought great.
It was a little bit out of his range, and Dag didn't come much off the bag, so he had to really run for it. It just fell right in front of him.
All right, Calgar steps in now, 1-for-2 in the afternoon. And again, leadoff man reaches against Blake Pruitt here. Pitch on the way. Calgar looks at ball one high.
Poor rookie out there is not having much luck.
He is not. You are right.
He's working for it nonetheless.
1-0 delivery coming up for Camden Calgar. And I think we get a timeout call from the dugout.
Believe so.
All right, Billy Rogers is going to come out here. Talk to the umpire. Not quite sure what he's talking about. It was a 1-0 count on Calgar on a ball high out of the zone. And now Billy Rogers comes out, calls time, comes out, talks to the ump. Now Chris Duncan, the Edwards County coach, has come over and joined the conversation. So we'll see what's going on here. Action Monday afternoon for you on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM. Fairfield softball team, they'll take on Mount Vernon. About 4:30 the broadcast time for you over at Southwest Park. Now, okay. Still some question. Now the officials are going to talk it over amongst themselves. Now they're going to split up. And...
Hey, come on, Cam.
All right. We'll get back to action here. 1-0 count on Camden Calgar.
Sometimes you just need a break. Maybe they just were just taking a moment for themselves. They ought to do that sometime.
All right, 1-0 count. Blake Pruitt pitching from the stretch here after the single by Cade Schwartzlose. 1-0 delivery on the way, that one. Swung on, that's going to be popped up short. And that is caught.
Oh,
So Calgar flies out to center field. That'll bring Marty Smitler to the plate. Smitler, 1-for-2 in the afternoon. Singled back in the first, walked in the third, and he was...
He line-drived directly into the third baseman's glove.
Cade Carter over at third, back in the fourth. Pitch on the way. Smitler swings. He's got a base hit.
Yeah, you want to talk about two guys that have just worked their tails off this whole game. That's Rookie Gray and Cade Carter. They've both been sweating it out all game.
Runners at first and second now, one out for Hayden Schwartzlos. Schwartzlos reached on an error, scored back in the fifth. He'll bat here in the bottom of the sixth with two on and one out. Pitch on the way, that's taken low for ball one. Pitch on the way, 2-0, that one high.
Really got to tighten up these pitches.
Time to bear down now, Blake Pruitt.
Yeah, they've not really been clustered anywhere. They've just all kind of been wherever they want to be. Really got to tighten them up.
2-0 count now on Schwartzlos. The catcher, Hayden Schwartzlos. Pitch on the way, that one. Right center field. And Rookie Gray catches it out there.
Oh, and he, yep. I thought he might attack second. He was just saying that the out in the outfield was good this time.
That'll be the second out of the bottom of the sixth. First and second. Runners on first and second. With the two outs now for Tiger Klodfelter. Klodfelter 1-for-3 on the afternoon.
This is the point, two in the last three innings where they've given up their run with two outs. So the work's not over yet.
Pruitt working from the stretch. There's the pitch. Klodfelter looks at a strike.
Right on the money. And you know Tiger is going to swing, and he's going to swing harder. And he's going to hit it a lot further than he has any right to.
0-1 count on Tiger Klodfelter here. Center fielder for the Lions. Pitch is on the way. That's outside and a little high for ball one. 1-1 the count on Klodfelter here. Two outs, bottom of six, two on for the Lions. Pitch is on the way, Klodfelter. Looks at one outside, ball two. And Blake Pruitt, after getting ahead 0-1, thrown two straight balls. You're trying to be a little bit too fine with a six-run lead. Two-one delivery on the way. That's low for ball three. I wonder if Billy Rogers, if Blake Pruitt loses Tiger Klodfelter, will try and get somebody into.
I'm sure he's probably leaning that way. We'll see.
I would suspect he'll at least call time and come out and talk to Pruitt. 3-1 count on Klodfelter. There's the pitch. Klodfelter. Center field. Trent on the way. And it's down. One run is in. They're going to wave home a second run.
Wow.
And Klodfelter in with a double.
Uh-oh. Here come the Lions. Now comes Billy.
Yeah, Billy Rogers is going to come out. He's going to have a talk with Blake Pruitt here and see if he can get up. Due up is Kyle Mavis, and Mavis is 0-for-2 in the afternoon.
Well, he just gave him a hug and a handshake, and I think that's going to be
it. That is going to do her. Looks like 19, Kane Hickson ball. Is that it?
I think that's four maybe.
Who was it again? Four?
Four, I think.
Oh, okay, that'd be Caden Taylor. I glanced up and I saw
the red shape.
I saw a tall, thin right-hander running out there. Okay, maybe that's Kane Hixonball. All right, Caden Taylor's going to take over for Blake Pruitt here in the bottom of the sixth. It's going to be two outs and a runner on second. Two runs already in, and now it's 9-5. Now the Lions can tie with a grand slam home run if it comes to that.
Lord willing. But what a battle back for the Lions to even be in a position to for us to talk about making the comeback. We joked about making the 9-run grand slam earlier, and now they're actually in range to make a miracle play.
High school baseball is brought to you by United Mutual Insurance from Albion, Carnaby Square in downtown Fairfield, El Gallito Mexican Restaurant in Albion, Car Corral Polaris in Flora, Southern Illinois Tile and Carpet, the Barbed Wire Grill in Fairfield, and ACT Tire and Auto in Flora, the Addict in Uptown Mount Carmel, one of our sponsors for high school sports this spring. High school and college sports, I should say. All right, Taylor. All right, he's set. And it'll be Kyle Mavis batting here with two outs. And a runner on second in Klonfelter here in the bottom of the sixth. Mules need an out here. They've allowed run each in the third, fourth, and fifth, and now two here in the sixth. And their lead has shrunk from 9-4.
Yep, now in the third, fourth, and now the sixth inning, they've given up a run, now two runs in this inning, with two outs up on the board. So they are not good with closing.
All right, Mavis will be the batter here. Taylor on in relief of Pruitt. And a first pitch strike by Taylor.
Zipped it right in there. It's a good opening statement.
Taylor from the stretch here. 0-1 delivery on the way. That's popped.
Cover your head.
Straight up. And will bounce off the fence right behind us.
That's pretty cool.
That was close. 0-2 the count now on Mavis. Heard somebody over to the right, left of us say, hey, that hurt him, didn't you?
I'm thinking so.
All right, 0-2 count on Mavis here. Taylor trying to get out of the jam here. Mavis gets it out. And Logan Trent handles to the third out of the inning. Couple of runs score, one left on for Edwards County. We go to the top of the seventh. It is Fairfield 9, Edwards County 5. This is high school baseball on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
Sporting events are a huge part of our community. United Mutual Insurance Company and Grinnell Mutual Insurance are proud to support all of our local sports teams. Join them in cheering for local student athletes as they work hard both during the game and at school. If you want a strong insurance team working hard for you, give United Mutual Insurance Company a call today, 445-2306, and get a competitive quote for all of your insurance needs.
Heart of the order coming up for the Mules here in the top of the seventh. Michael Garrett, Alec Pruitt, Tyler Hooper. Garrett Pruitt provided all the fireworks early in this ballgame for the Mules. They've been quiet the last couple of innings. Let's see. Garrett will step in 2-for-3 on the afternoon. Home run and a double. Then Pruitt will step in 2-for-3. Couple of home runs to the left field for the Mules catcher.
The Mules really need at least, if only, one run this inning just to put them out of the miracle play range, to put them out of a grand slam range. And you look at the batters that are up for the Lions when we come back on the other side is Fritchley and Rotrammel. Those are not two guys that you want swinging for the fences needing a grand slam, because they just might do it.
All right, Garrett steps in 2-for-3 in the afternoon. Monstrous three-run homer back in the first. And then had a double and scored on the Alec Pruitt homer in the second. Last time up in the fourth, Garrett had a deep fly ball to left field. And he'll face Kyle Muse here, top of the seventh. Pitch on the way, Muse. In with a strike.
Well, that was the money pitch for him right there. I'm sure that pained him to have to watch go by.
0-1 count on Garrett. Here's the pitch from Mavis on the way. Garrett swinging. He pops it up on the infield. Very high. Jeez. And it's handled by the second baseman. And that'll be one out here, top of the seventh. That one might have brought rain.
Yeah, I'm thinking
could have brought rain. Alec Pruitt will step in. Pruitt, a couple of home runs and a ground out to shortstop in this ballgame. 2-for-3. He'll face Kyle Mavis here. Pitch on the way. Pruitt with a high leg kick. Watches that one. Low for a ball.
Mavis, better be careful with this one. He got out of the woods with Garrett, but definitely right back in there with Pruitt.
You do not want to leave something in the middle of plate against Pruitt. Middle in for Pruitt. That's where he likes it. Pitch all the way. That one gets away from the catcher, and that's ball two.
And he hasn't so far. Hasn't even thrown a ball into the air to him. I guess he might hit a home run off the ground. You never know.
Well, I've seen it done before.
Yeah.
All right. 2-0 count on the Mules' number five hitter, Alec Pruitt. There's the pitch. Pruitt over to short. Calgar over to first to Rotremel, and it's a 6-3 put out.
Yeah, he was digging, but it was just a little bit under.
And two outs here in the top of the seventh. Tyler Hooper, 1-for-3 on the afternoon.
Well, maybe you can breathe a sigh of relief now. I don't know, but Tyler Hooper's not a great alternative to the two strongest batters in the field.
Hooper steps up, 1-for-3 on the afternoon. Single, back in the second. Pitch on the way from Mavis. Hooper looks at the ball.
Now this would be a good point to put an exclamation mark on the game for Hooper.
Two outs, top of the seventh here. Pitch on the way, Hooper. Swings over to short, over to first, and it's a 1-2-3 top of the seventh inning for Kyle Mavis. Bottom of seventh coming up. Mules leading Edwards County 9-5. This is high school baseball on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
WFIW 104.9, WOKZ 105.9, and WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM is your home for area sports. In the fall, it's Fairfield Mules football, Edwards County Lions football, and Illinois Fighting Illini football. In the winter, it's area boys and girls high school basketball and Illinois Fighting Illini basketball. And in the spring and summer, we're your home for Cardinals baseball. This is WFIW 104.9, WOKZ 105.9, and WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
All right, it'll be 7-8-9 for Edwards County here in the bottom of the seventh to face Caden Taylor. Jordan Fritchley, Andrew Rotremel, and Ryan St. Ledger to bat against Taylor. Taylor came on relief with two outs in the bottom of the sixth to retire Kyle Mavis and get out of a jam.
There's a lot potentially on the line in this half inning right here with the possible conference championship, perhaps, maybe on the line with the however this turns out. It's a four-run shot is all that separates the Lions from going extra innings here. But regardless of how this turns out, Chris Duncan has got to be absolutely thrilled with how this game has gone. Past the first two innings, the Lions have really rallied back, and they are fighting for this.
Well, they have responded well.
Yes, yeah, very well.
You drop nine, you fall nine down after off two innings here, and a lot of teams would just
pack it up.
Pack it up and sit in that dugout and say, okay, well, you know, it's we probably can get home and have dinner on a regular time. So
this reminds me of like a Rocky Balboa movie. All he's right. down early to Apollo, and then he's got to battle back.
All right, top, bottom of the seventh here. Caden Taylor going to face Jordan Fritchley to lead things off here. Fritchley, he is 1-for-3 on the afternoon, had a single, and was stranded at third back in the fifth. First pitch from Taylor on the way. Pops straight up in the air. The shortstop, Wyatt Gilbert, calls everybody off, and that's one out here in the bottom of the seventh.
You beat one big power hitter, and next up is pretty much the exact same thing.
Yeah, Andrew Rotremel stepping in now. Rotremel swinging on the first pitch. He grounds right over to Taylor. And Taylor over to Kobe Dagg, and that's two outs quickly here in the bottom of the seventh.
Still not out of it yet. Much better fielding in these two at-bats than we've seen in the last few innings. But definitely not out of the woods now with Ryan St. Ledger up. 1-for-3 in the afternoon, but that's doesn't mean much when you got the game on the line.
St. Ledger fouls it off out of play down the left field line.
That one was just a little bit low and just a little bit outside.
St. Ledger reached on an error back in the first. He is 0-for-2 after that. 1-1 count on the number 9 here. Two outs bottom of the seventh here. Pitch on the way. That's taken for a strike right at the letters. And that's 1-2. Taylor looking to close it out here. One, two delivery on the way. Swing and a foul down the third baseline.
See, from my vantage point, that looked like it was going to hit him right in the hip. I don't know how he got a shot off on that.
He swung at that one and grounded up here with two strikes. You got to shorten up that swing and be ready to go on anything close, especially with two outs here in the bottom of the seventh. Taylor with 1-2 delivery on the way, and that's taken low and outside for ball two.
Alec Pruitt has done a fantastic job behind the plate all day. Want to point that out
there. He is one of the better high school catchers, I think, in the state. Pitch on the way. That's low and outside for ball three. Pruitt does a great job of sliding to his left and right to block those balls in the dirt.
Yeah, I can only recall one pass ball the whole time. Yeah,
and that's what makes the Mules so good. Their pitchers are able to throw pitches in the dirt and be confident. Pitch on the way and a walk to Ryan St. Ledger.
Yeah, that shouldn't deter him that much. He's been pitching just fine, just at a couple off throws there.
Kate Schwartzlow steps in 2-for-4 in the afternoon. Double and a single and a couple of runs scored for the leadoff man for Edwards County. Bottom of the seventh, two outs, one on. Taylor with the pitch.
Ooh, that was
missed.
That was a leaner.
Ball one.
There is a little caveat that they've given up all of their runs since the third inning on two outs, so that's something to keep in mind here with two outs.
Pitch on the way, and that's taken for ball two. Just a little bit low and outside.
Man, these are just missing. Those are so frustrating, but you got to keep your head in it now because he's just off.
2-0. Here's the pitch from Taylor. That one taken high for a ball. Now Taylor in the hole at 3-0.
And Alec walks up past home plate and puts his hands up to say, just calm down. You're all right. Those are three quick pitches.
Caden, just a sophomore here in a big, tight situation. Pitch on the way.
There you go.
High strike right at the letters. 3-1 the count.
Hey, talk about leaners. That one was he's pitching right on the edge of the box here.
3-1 the count, two outs, bottom of the second, the seventh, rather. Pitch on the way. And he gets Schwartzlow to pop up. Wyatt Gilbert calls everyone off, and the Mules improved it. 8-2 in the conference here. And that will do it. We'll be back to wrap things up for you right after this. The Mules win this one 9-5. This is high school baseball on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
Carnaby Square is celebrating 38 years of laughter, love, and lots of fashion. 20% off all dresses and Brighton sandals. An extra 20% off their packed rack of spring merchandise. And 10% off all fashion collections at the register. Plus store prizes. Now is the time to add some beautiful new pieces to your spring and summer wardrobe and save. Carnaby Square in downtown Fairfield, where this area has been turning for expert fashion advice for 38 years. Open Monday through Saturday, 8:30 to 5, and open late on Thursdays.
Mules win this one at Edwards County High School. The final score, Fairfield 9, Edwards County 5. The Mules improved to 14-3, and now they are 8-2 in the Black Diamond Conference, and they are in the driver's seat as far as the conference championship goes.
And that's for sure, and they came out here and wanted to make a statement, and the fact that they shouldn't have lost to Edwards County, came out swinging, went up 9, had to battle the rest of the time to keep the Lions at bay, but now definitely have a lot of momentum going forward towards the postseason.
Here's how the scoring went. Mules get 4 in the first, 5 in the second, get nothing after that. For Edwards County, they score their runs, 1 in the third, 1 in the fourth, 1 in the fifth, 2 in the sixth, and then they are shut down by Caden Taylor in the bottom of the seventh. It's going to wrap it up this afternoon. Again, the final, Fairfield 9, Edwards County 5. For Tommy Cook, for Derek back to the studio, I'm Mark Turner. Have a great evening, everyone, and a great weekend.
Thanks for listening. High school baseball has been brought to you by United Mutual Insurance, Car Corral Polaris, Southern Illinois Tile and Carpet, Act Tire and Auto, The Addict, El Gallito Mexican Restaurant in Albion, Carnaby Square in downtown Fairfield, and the Barbed Wire Grill in Fairfield. This has been a sports production of WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.